You want to read with us tonight? We're going to read some out of the book of Numbers, I believe it is. Book of Numbers. Pretty familiar scripture. Gonna try to stay with that of the 24th chapter. We might have to read some of the other chapters. Book of Numbers. I could read about 3 or 4 chapters, to be honest with you. But I'm trying not to. Very familiar scripture. We know that. You just pray for us. And saying that, I'm going to read some out of the 23rd chapter. Then we'll get over into the 24th. We're going to start with the first verse. Said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. He took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him, and lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. He answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and shalt not see them all, and curse me them from thence. And he brought him into a field of Zophim to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. He said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. When he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandments to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt, and he hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, he said, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered unto Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that I must do? And Balak said unto Balaam, come, I pray thee, I will bring thee unto another place. Peradventure, it will please God that thou mayest curse me them from thence. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looketh toward Jeshimon. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. 24th chapter. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said. He hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth as gardens by the river's side, as the trees of lime aloes, which the Lord hath planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. And his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I call thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, Spake I not also to thy messengers, which thou sendest unto me, saying, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind, but what the Lord saith, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. Now, that's all I feel like reading this evening. I could probably read some more, as we said. Very familiar scripture that we've read to you tonight. And I know that you've heard Balak and Balaam, ever how you pronounce his name. You've heard him preached on before, no doubt. But I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight. The Lord help us. And I've got a question. Now, they was... We know the scripture, and we know that Balak had sent servants down to Balaam, and he told him to come curse these people. These people was giving Balak a hard time because he knew they was going to overrun him. They was greater than he was, and that no doubt they would destroy him. And he called Balaam to come to curse these people. You know the scripture, and I got to lay a little bit of a foundation, but the question is tonight, is what do you see? What do you see? You know, a lot of times today that we're living in, and most of the time today that we live in, we see a lot of things that goes on in this world, and we see a lot of wickedness. We see a lot of evil. Evil's on every side. I doubt very seriously that there's ever been a time much worse than what it is now. Now, you might say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, it was wicked in Noah's day. It really was. It's wicked. The Bible says that the thoughts of man was only evil continually. Now, I don't know whether you can identify with that or not, but I can. You talk to men today, and for the most part, their minds and their hearts
is on evil. They think evil, they conjure up evil. And we're to the place today, and I might not ever say what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to, probably. I don't answer too many texts that I get from different sources, and especially sources that I know that I don't agree with, and it wouldn't really do me no good to answer them back. But the other day, I answered one. I replied to one. I couldn't help myself. I had a weak moment. But I got a little text, and it said something. It said, "Hello, Ella." Number one, I ain't Ella. "Hello, Ella. Been a long time since we've heard from you. But I'd like for you to stand with us in the certain party." And it said, "We've got everybody's back in accordance to the LGBT, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. TQ, QT, whatever." I read it. I've read them before. Many a time I've read them before. But for whatever reason, I got to thinking about that. And I thought, well, I'm just going to answer it. So I did. I give a very short, quick answer. I said, number one, I said, my name's not Ella. I said, number two, I care nothing for your party. And I said, I will not ever support LGBTQT, whatever it was. Click. I don't really want to waste my time on certain things. Preacher, what's that got anything to do? I'm going to tell you something. I've said this before in some of my preaching, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't help the way that I look at things and the way that I see things. I never will. I never will, my friend, go with that party. Never will. I'm against them. You know why I'm against them? That book right there is against them. That's the number one reason that I'm against them. But I don't sit around thinking about all the evil in this world and all the wickedness that's going on. I don't. It might be my downfall, but I don't do it. Balak had a great host round about him, evidently surrounded him. And Balak knowed and understood that he could not overcome them. He wasn't going to be able to. He knowed Balaam, evidently. Him and Balaam had probably had some conversations before, because Balaam knowed Balak. But nonetheless, he was to the point. He said, "I want these people gone. I want these people cursed. I want them done away with." And Balaam started out right when he told the men down there. He said, "I can't do no more than what the Lord tells. I can't go above and beyond. Can't reverse. Can't do nothing except what the Lord does." He done that, but we know that the Lord did not give him free course to go with the men. He told them no to begin with. And then Balaam inquired again, and the Lord said, if the men come, you can go with them. Well, he took that and just right off the bat, he saddled everything up, got everything rounded up, next morning, lit out. According to how I read, just lit out. Y'all know the scripture. He got on the dumb ass. And that dumb ass spoke to him three different times. Did he not? What do you see? What do you see? There's sometimes, my friend, that we live in the midst of a people that sometimes church people thinks that all other church people is evil. Don't ask me where this come from. I'm just going to give you what I got. It's a shame, but some folks, my friend, cannot worship together. Do you know that? Now, I'd be lying if I told you that I could just run off down here some other church, my friend, and go to meeting with them. I can't do it. I can't. Not with an honest heart. If I went and I worshiped with them, I'd have to hook up with them. And I'm not going to do it. Balaam hooked up with Balak. He did. But Balaam, the truth of it is, it was out of Balaam's control. It was. He had enough about him to know that he could do nothing except what God gave. He understood that. You know, it'd do us good tonight to understand that. We cannot operate very well out of God's perimeters. And he has perimeters. Believe it or not, now just look at it this way. Brethren, if we are the sheep of his pasture. I can preach that. We are the sheep of his sheepfold. Yes, sir. And brethren, we ought to see something on our journey tonight. Question is, what do you see? What do you see? You may think that Balaam understood more about God than we give him credit. But the Bible says, and it's real plain, in the book of Jude, it says, go not in the way of Balaam, the son of Beor. Because his way was perverse. A lot of times we want to do things our way, but brethren, God's got control. Yes, he has. He's got control. But even if we went awry, my friend, I'd like to think, brethren, that I was close enough to God that he could still show me something. Balaam wasn't blind. He understood. He understood after the first trip. Did he not? After the first trip, when he told Balaam to build him an altar, 7, offer a bullock and a ram. And brethren, when he come back with the first answer, God already showed him. He had already saw the goodness of God. Woo! I understand how rough things can be. I do. I understand, my friend, how rough things can get. Don't you? And I do understand that, brethren, things a lot of times gets out of mine and your control. We'd like to think we can control everything. We can't do it. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. We can't do it alone. There's things that's out of balance, out of course. Brethren, even this world mostly is out of its mind. But brethren, it'll take God to get it under control. Now, I'm going to say that. Do you know who it takes to keep me under control? The Lord. I can't keep myself. I wished I had enough strength. You say, preacher, you're a preacher. There's some things, my friend, that does not bother me anymore. You know that? None, Crafton. But brethren, there's other things that comes my way, brethren, that I have to battle just as hard as if I've ever battled. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have to get a hold of the horns of the altar every now and again. Don't you? Huh? The horns. And hold on. And pray that God give me enough endurance to hold out. You hear me? Preacher, I don't know about you. Balaam, my friend, was not altogether the problem, but Balaam was the problem because he is dealing on Balak's terms. I'm going to tell you something. You entertain everything that comes through your mind and your heart. Brethren, you're in trouble tonight. What did the Lord show us? I'm glad in the midst of this sinful and adulterous world that we live in the midst of, that I can still see the goodness of God. Still see the goodness. My world may be falling apart, and brethren, I can still see the goodness. Yes, sir. The reason a lot of folks don't see very much is because they want to drown in their problems. Yes, sir. It's so bad. It's so bad. They ain't nobody ever had it this bad. They ain't nobody ever faced anything like this. Read your book. Balaam, my friend, didn't have the strength within himself to stand up against Balak. No, he didn't. Not within himself. But he come back that first time, and brethren, he saw something. He saw something, brethren. He saw the goodness of God poured out on Israel, my friend. Yes, he did. What did he say? He said, let me die the death of the righteous. And let my latter end be as his. Huh? You don't think he saw God's goodness around Israel? Brethren, there's no way God was going to curse them. Balak didn't see that. But Balaam did. He did. Folks, we need to get our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our minds, our strength. We need to get focused on the Lord. And brethren, let God figure out the problems tonight. He can still do it. I believe that. My problem wouldn't my enemy. Balak, Israel was his enemy. Yeah, the tents of Jacob and Israel, the whole congregation. Balak took Balaam to three different places, did he not? He said, surely he'll curse him. He see him over here. Huh? They must have had him surrounded. Took him three different mountaintops. Yes, sir, looked over. Brethren, but I can't help but to believe tonight that Balaam, my friend, come back with that report because that's all God give him. Balak come back to him and he said, you come over here one more place. And it tells us, Balaam figured it out. I ain't going over. I ain't going over there. He saw the goodness. He saw the goodness of God being upon the children of Israel. And he knew God was never going to do away with him. Yes, sir. You know why Balaam figured that out? Because Israel was the apple of God's eye. He was God's chosen people. Israel. The goodness, I love that song. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. What did it say? Coming after me. Coming out of me. Huh? I when I first heard it, I've told you before, but I can't get away from it. I believe I was just supposed to hear it that way. But the goodness of God coming out, coming after me. Well, that's a pretty good thought. Coming after me. And I still like it coming out of me. Think about it. Balaam saw, brethren, how that God loved Israel. And the goodness of the land was Israel's. Yes, sir. Promised. He promised it to Abraham. Did he not? Give him that land. Give him to his seed. He give that land. Brethren, they wasn't anybody in the world going to be able to touch Israel because God had already put his name upon them. These are my people. Yes, sir. My people. Did he not change Jacob's name? Did he not? To Israel? What did Jacob do? Wrestled all night? He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Folks, we need that kind of attitude. You want to see something out of the Lord? I'll tell you, you want to see more than what this world's showing you? You get a hold of God. You get your vision straightened out. Read about it. You know why the people perished? For lack of vision, my friend. Was it not? You know why folks, my friend, are faltering today? It's because of lack of seeing the goodness of God in their life. Jacob may have struggled on his journey. But I want you to know that God was with him everywhere he went. He told Laban, he said, "You've changed my wages 10 times. 10 times you've changed them. In other words, you've changed them every time we turn around." But God was with him. Was he not? God was with him. It makes no that they sang a song, heard it on the way up here. "I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than to stand in the sunshine alone." There's enough of the goodness of God tonight, folks, that it ought to just make you want to shout. Yes, sir. Balaam saw something. He saw something. He saw the goodness of God. We need to get to the place to where we can see the goodness of God in action. Do you know that? We do. We do. I appreciate the men and the women alike that the Lord has put in my life on my journey. I appreciate them. Quite a few of them done gone. Done gone. But I ain't never forgot a lot of the things that I feasted off of from them.
Amen.
From them. Yes, sir. To the best of my knowledge, the very first time that I ever seen Thurman Hightower was in 71, 72. Didn't know him. Didn't know of him. Young. Hadn't been saved too long. He run a revival down at Union Grove Baptist Church. And I never will forget. I never will forget. There's one night in that revival. Now, I can't tell you everything he preached. But there was one night in that revival that he preached, I know, an hour and a half. And then he preached. You know what I mean? Kid you not. Not keeping up with time, but I can tell you at 12:05 we dismissed. That's how long he preached. He preached an hour and a half, then he preached another hour and a half on every pew. He went through every pew of that church. I remember it very well. But that wasn't all. That wasn't all. That ain't the biggest memory I had of that night. We dismissed 12:05. We was going out the doors and people were still out on the porch. Church was turned a different way at that time. Had a pretty good sized yard out there and there's people still out there. There's people on the porch out there. We got out on that porch and there was two or three of them, thank God, knelt down to pray. That's what I really remember. And two of them got saved. After midnight. After preaching like he preached. You won't think about something that's good? Can I tell you something else? I think it's the book of Philippians. It tells you the things that you ought to think on. If you get all the world coming in on you, you ought to get that verse and just think on these things. Old John Newton said the best revival he is ever in. Said there wasn't but one saved that week. And it was him. Huh? It was him. That's pretty good revival, ain't it? I remember when I got saved. It wasn't revival, but to me it was. Huh? Something happened. Changed. Folks, we ought not let all the bad stuff get us down. We ought not to worry too much, and I'm just going to be plain about it. Worry too much, my friend, about what happened years ago. We're still living. God ain't dead. I ain't dead either. I'm going to serve a living God, and I'm going to live for him. Yes, sir. In the midst of an evil and an adulterous world. Does everybody do like you want them to do? You might as well admit it. Most folks don't live like I'd like for them to live. You got some too. Folks, there's nothing wrong with God's salvation plan. It still works. It still works today. I hate it. I hate it that things are like they are. I hate it that situations has got like they have. I hate it that in our churches, my friend, it seems like we're not concerned. I hate it. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to quit. Yeah. And I'm not going to dwell on those things. The real truth of the matter of it is, there's not a one of you sitting here that can rob me of my blessings. Amen. If I don't let you. Amen. You know that? And I appreciate all of you more than you'll know. And it is a blessing. It's a blessing. I was coming up the road and I done figured out I left too late. And I know which turn and whatever that I'm at. If I ain't there at that time, it's you ain't gonna make it. But I got slowed down on top of everything. If you ever get in a hurry, everything gonna back up on you. You know, best thing to do is let off that foot feed and just take your time. Huh? What'll happen, you'll pass all that mess and it won't be 5 minutes later that you'll have to stop and here they come. So you'd been better off just to follow them. It works like that more than not. It really does. What do you see? Do you know when we think about the Lord, we ought to see something. They're singing a song when I started this way. Tears will never stain the streets of that city. That's a wonderful song, beautiful song, been sung for years. And the real truth of it is, that's right. They ain't going to stain. Huh? No, they ain't going to be nothing. Huh? Truth of it is, he done wiped them away. A lot of folks don't have that, but it's a fact. But listen, when your day gets to the place that it just gets on you and it seems like it won't get off, think on these things. Whatsoever's lovely, whatsoever's good report, whatsoever's honest. There's about 9 or 10 different things that you can think on. And you find yourself thinking on them things, you know what? You'll realize that you forgot that things were so rough and so out of sorts. God loves us. He loves His own. He ain't gonna forsake us, and He ain't gonna leave us. But what do we see? What do we see? I try not to ask too many people how things are going. A lot of them tell you. And most time you really don't want to know. you didn't really know all that. Lord help us. Bible said it's good. He said, for one to be alone, it's not good. He said, two's better than one. Why did he say that? He said, because when one falls, he said the other, and get him up. I'm glad there's more of me than one. Ain't you? Yes, sir. More of me than one. What do you see? What do you see? If I can, I'm going to read you this verse. This, I've used this. I've preached on this more than once. As far as that goes. But this is what Balaam seen after the first trip. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Not all of them. He said the number of the fourth part of Israel. He said, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. He saw something. He saw something. He saw the goodness of God. It'd do us good tonight just to see the goodness of God in our life. There's folks, it's natural, and it is, it's natural to hold on to this life with every breath you got. But the real truth of it is, there's not one of us sitting here going to live forever in the flesh. We're going to die. We're going to pass away. We're going to leave this world. And I've got news for you. It's better farther on. They sang the song, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Do you really believe that? Yes. You think about it for a minute. Yes, we believe that. It's sweeter as the days go by. I don't know. I may say the wrong things. at the wrong time. I think sometimes I might do that. But I'm going to tell you, I have never went and visited someone, but what I didn't leave there feeling better than I should, I guess. Preacher, they're in bad shape. You know the truth of it is, there's one thing I can do for people in their condition. I can pray for them. And I'm going to pray for them. And I'm not going to forget them. But you know what? Better than that. If they're a child of God, God has not forgotten them. He's with them. All the way, even until the end. Did he not say he'd go with us? All the way, even until the end. I think about the scripture very often. I bring my remarks to a close. I don't know. I really don't. I'm just glad that God's on my side. I'm on His side. Whichever way you want to look at it. David said, had it not been for the Lord who is on our side, he said, we'd have been overrun. He wouldn't have made it, is what he's talking about, had it not been for the Lord who is on his side. Amen. Joshua didn't have a clue how to lead them people. I believe he was pretty terrified. Honestly, until the Lord spoke to him and he said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Amen. Be not discouraged, he said, for I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. Huh? That's a promise. Do you know who? Preacher, that's just a promise to Joshua. No, it ain't. That's a promise to the child of God. Amen. I believe it. Amen. I don't care what situation you get in. I believe it. It's good to be here. I appreciate being here. What do you see? Anybody? Got anything you need to say or do?